Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Scotty, I guess got your message. I need to jump back into the platform. It kicked me out. So we'll see you a little bit later, brother. Take your time. I got the show from here. So welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I was saying, as I was saying, so glad to be back with you all. Today is Monday, April the 30th, 2018, and we have a live show for you today, and definitely looking forward to getting that started. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, don't hesitate, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'd love to hear from you all during the show. I'm trying to get back into the platform so I can see who's in Q, so just give me a little second to do that. I will be able to do that, and we will definitely love to hear from you all. So, but before we go with today's show, I just want to say, man, I missed you. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I wasn't able, had friends and family that came down for the NFL draft. So they had a big, you know, they had a lot of fun. It was cool, good to hang out with my best friend and just some, you know, just good peeps. So I just want to thank you all for just being you. And I'm just so glad to be able to come back on air with you guys. Big ups to Scotty. And I'm not quite sure if Roz and Jenna were able to do a show. I was not able to do anything other than run around and babysit some adults. So... But I had a great time doing it with, you know, friends and family. So, you know, friends that have become family. And that's one thing with me. get close with folks, and they become the family. So just had a super blast. Big ups to my man G-Man. Great friend of mine. Been friends, you know, most of my adult life. Been there through thick and thin with each other, and we had a blast as always. And look forward to coming back home to LA and kicking it with my man, one of the truest brothers you all would, anyone would ever want to have and know. So big ups to that. And man, for you all, I just want to say very much so. I missed you guys so much. Glad to be back. So we're going to start today's show. And anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 at any time. So what we're going to get going here. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that by making a contribution to a donation to the network so that it can continue to remain on air, which is always a threat. Excuse me. Which is always a threat because this network is actually sponsored by the people that listen to the network. That would be you all. So without you, the network does not continue to grow. The platform does not continue to grow. It is purely driven by you all, and that is so needed for us to remain on air and to move forward. So please, if you could, definitely go to BTR Community and make a donation to the network so that this network can remain on air and continue to give you what you have deemed as being necessary and important. Very, very significant to me, in my opinion. So please do that, and that will help this network out because it gets no support, corporate support at all. It only has you, the everyday listener, and we appreciate you for what you do and who you are. So definitely please do that. Also, you can support the network by being in its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a membership private social media outlet that you can engage in without being as adversely affected. So please, definitely you want to do that. And believe me, you will have a blast in its platform, and you will actually like it, and you don't have to worry about being adversely affected by its overall platform. You know, like now everyone is well aware that FedBook was selling them out on everything, and we told you that there's real reason why it was really started. I actually told Scotty we need to get off of that platform and get into something else. And he agreed, and what did he do? He put it together. And because that platform is compromised, is morally compromised, and they know exactly what they're doing there. And it was put together for that same reason of actually being able to take from you all in a way. So let's not support that. Let's support what really does work, and that would be BTR Community. Now, BTR Community is a social media platform that you can engage in for only $24 a year. There is a free trial membership that is there for you to use your regular social media postings, your activities. You know, you can post things about yourself, your business, and you can post things about things that you think that should be given more attention. Oops, let me. And you can definitely do that through BTR Community, and you can post things about you, and so it is a great exchange. You don't have to worry about someone data mining and taking your information for whatever reason outside of your overall what you would want them to do outside the scope of what the overall perception of the platform is. So definitely $24 a year, and there's a free trial membership so that you can just see how the platform works. and I'm still learning the platform. For some of you social media lights, you know a lot about the platform, and you know, figure that stuff out quickly. Me, I just use it for posting and everything else. And so, I mean, just for, you know, my post of what's going on, what's in the news. But I need to really sit down. Roz was telling me, hey, Dave, you need to do this and do that with the platform. So it is a pretty extensive platform. There's a lot of good stuff Scotty put there for you social media individuals. This, believe me, I don't think that this platform would disappoint you at all. So, okay, so definitely do that. $24 a year. Go to www.btrcommunity.com. Become a member. Free trial period for the first month. And then after that, $24, real, real easy. So please definitely engage in that. All right. So also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint and www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. And then definitely engage in that. Even though you're not paid as a king and a queen, you definitely can save as a king and a queen. Very, very, very important that we engage in that as well. So definitely do that. Think it's critical for us to, in today's world especially, for us to be engaging in that because of what's happening. And we're going to talk about some of that. Some pretty significant events happened over the weekend and today and last night. So that all is going to continue to move forward. And I would like to make sure that we are properly positioned. And you could do that, have proper position by going to Prosperity Mint and saving as a king and a queen, all right? And as a lady and a gentleman. So this is something that you definitely want to do. So, all right. So let me just fix a couple of things here. Then I will get into what's in the news, and we'll jump off into the show today. So can't express how much I really did miss the show, especially with some of the events that was happening. I was like, oh, man, can't wait to get to back on the air with you all. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay, so let me set this up, and we'll jump into what's in the news. There was a lot of postings that were there. Let me let my computer kind of catch up to what's there. So today's show, April the 30th, 2018, a Monday. Topic is going to be current events. The world is messy. So that's today's show. So we're going to jump into it. So let me just hopefully this will set everything up. We've got a lot of stuff that was posted there. Big ups to everyone that did post inside of Tando Radio Show, BTR Community. Thomas and my man Raj posted there. And that was it. Had a lot of postings there. So we're going to try to get to as many as we can. And anytime, don't hesitate. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, jump in. If you've seen some things that were significant, I'm definitely going to talk about some things that I thought was real significant, but I can't see them right now because the platform is real, real slow, so give me a second. Let me set this up, and then hopefully I'll be able to see the platform a whole lot better. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have did that. So we'll be able to get back into here, so. All right, so while that's waiting, I know with the first one that I posted there, and I wish Scotty was around. I wish you all could see it. If you haven't, if you weren't into BTR Community today, if you're not a member, I definitely wish that you could have seen this YouTube video from last night. Very significant thing. All last week, there was a lot of different things. Mattis said that it's only a matter of time before Israel and Iran go to war very soon, and boom. It really, really kicked off in a very messy way last evening around about 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Israel, allegedly Israel, and they really need to say allegedly, they did do it. They bombed a facility inside of Syria that had is said to have Iranian military, and some of the background story is the reason why they did it, because they said it was a surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles that was there, and surface-to-air missiles that can be used in a preemptive first strike against Israel. And I'm going to tell y'all, if you didn't see this YouTube video, how best can we do it? I'm going to tell you where it is. You can go to YouTube and put the Syrian war. And let me pull it up real quick, and then maybe I could give you the headline of it. You need to see it. In my opinion, this was a tactical nuke that was used, because you can see the mushroom cloud very vaguely because of the in the background, because it's at night, so you couldn't really see the mushroom cloud much of all. In my opinion, that was a tactical nuke, and they actually hit this base, and it actually registered a 2.3 on the Richter scale. Nukes do that. Every time that there's a nuclear testing or anything else, one of the ways that they know it was done is because of the seismic activity, and this one registered. 2.3 tells me that that was a tactical nuke, possibly. Most likely, in my opinion, heck yeah. And it's about 1 minute and 13 seconds. There's Israeli airstrikes targeting the 47th Brigade near the city of... cut off. Can't see it. Okay, and it's so check out that. And if you can see that video, you can see the overall mushroom cloud, in my opinion, that was there. Very significant. This was a strike that they did. And so we're going to talk about some of that today. Let me get out of there so it doesn't mess up. So check out that one. Next article I posted from Strategic Culture. Gold leaving U.S. vault, sign of upcoming currency war and armed conflict. Very, very good article. Very, very true. And I'm going to tell you that this is definitely happening hand over foot. U.S. Treasury assurances that the 261 million ounces are roughly 8,100 tons in official gold reserves that are stored in Fort Knox have in other places are fully audited and accounted for. What if the vault turns out to be empty? Or I say this, I don't think they're empty, but it's not the U.S.'s gold. So check out that article, and we'll touch on that later on. Next article, I got this one from CNS News. NBC's Chuck Todd, U.S. is cozying up with Kim Jong-un while demonizing the Iranians. Check out that article. Next article, I got this from Sputnik News. Israeli refused to commit comment on a reported missile strike against Syria. The Middle East. There's been reports of missile attacks on the Syrian military base in Aleppo, Providence. Might be staged by Israeli forces. Definitely was. Check out that article. Next article from Cerebrally Naive Network. U.S. and Israeli officials intensified a drumbeat against Iran. The steady drumbeat appears to reinforce signals that Trump has been sending about his intentions to leave the deal. And in absence of any clear sign, the White House has a day-after plan. Check out that article. And then also I posted outside of that, let me see if I can post that up real quickly. I posted something outside of the thread today, and it was around 1 hour before celebrity figurehead, Prime Minister of Israel, was to have a news conference in regards. And one of the things that was significant was that after bombing the Iranian base hours later in the evening, here's what I said. Major event alert. Prime Minister Netanyahu will address his nation tonight at 8 p.m. local time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The war with Iran, Syria, and Russia may have turned for the worse. Israel has closed airspace in the country, alerting its allies of its current decision the prime minister has made on the conflict with Israel, with Iran. Israel's stock market was crashing. And when Israel's stock market was crashing, that's because people within the know what's going on, and they were pulling their investments out. That's what was happening there. So this went on to where later on at 1 o'clock, the celebrity figurehead Netanyahu, prime minister of Israel, went on and said that he had inconclusive, undisputed proof that Iran has been lying about their overall nuclear programs, and that they've been developing nuclear at the expense of the deals and lying to everyone else. And he had proof, and he gave a presentation about it all. That was one of the reasons for the strike last night. And I wouldn't be surprised that right now, that if there isn't another airstrikes or confrontation that Israel is engaging in against Iran, that's one of the reasons why they closed the airspace to civilian planes. And this whole thing is about to get extremely ugly, and I hope you all have been noticing how the overall price of gas has been creeping up. That's because the system knows what is going to be coming next. So very, very significant. I'll touch more on that, and that'll be a part of today's show. That will really be the significant part. Next article, this came from Prophecy Update. U.S. Defense Secretary expects war between Iran and Israel soon. This is what the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, warned on Thursday, last Thursday, as his Israeli counterpart was visiting Washington to discuss the threat. Now, Mattis met on Thursday with his Israeli counterpart. The new Secretary of State went to Israel. First visit, went to Israel. Pompeo went to Israel on Saturday. Sunday evening, boom, they bomb. It's all setting up. All setting up. Next article, this one, Israeli strike destroys 200 missiles, kills 11 Iranians, sources in pro-Assad alliance says. The Syrian army said enemy rockets struck the military base belonging to Syrian figurehead President Bashar Assad regime. Check out that article. Really, really important. Next article. This one came from Heterits.com. Israel told the U.S. and Russia it will retaliate if Iran attacked from Syria. And they're talking about attacking Tehran directly and attacking all bases inside of Syria, the ones where the Russians are at as well. And you know what Russia said to that. All right. Go ahead and try it if you want to. So this whole thing in the paranoid state of Israel, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Very, very, very important. Hold on, Roz. I'll get right to you in 1 second. Let me just get a couple of these real quick. And then next article, we got Israel braced for Iranian retaliation for Syrian strike, but war isn't inevitable. Check out that article. Next article from the New York Times. China prepares a hardline stance on Trump's trade demands. Check out that article. Next article, really, really important one. We'll have to do this week. And this one I got from UBS. And it's the petro yuan, the shape of things to come. This is directly from UPS. UBS. Very, very critical. And this was actually on their website. This is from UBS. And this is telling you what's really, really happening. So check out that very, very important. Next article, got this one from Reuters. Pompeo starts Middle East tour with call for new Israeli sanctions. The celebrity figurehead, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, arrived in Saudi Arabia on Saturday on a hastily arranged visit to the Middle East. Why? Because the whole war situation is about to really, really jump off. So he was there on Saturday. They bombed on Sunday. They got their blessings and everything else. All is in place. All is being enacted. I wouldn't be surprised. And I would ask Brother Otis and to check news And anyone else that can check news, let me hit the chat so I can see. To check the news, you know, during Tando Radio Show, because at any time, I expect this whole thing to jump off. So, okay? All right, next article. Real quick, then I'm going to get to Roz. Next article from Press TV. It's an Iranian publication. Press TV, the Palestinians should make peace or shut up. This is what the Saudi Arabian celebrity figurehead Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said. The Palestinians should accept peace proposals or shut up. Boy, this whole thing about to really go bonkers. So next article from Bloomberg. Got this from Bloomberg. Squeeze Iran. It will cave like North Korea, top Israeli minister says. I doubt that either one have caved, North Korea nor Iran. So check out that article. Next article from the Wall Street Journal. North Korea vows to shut down nuclear testing site, Seoul says. Big events over Friday and Saturday, where, and if you look at the overall the kin relationships between North and South Korea has squashed their beef. And you can tell it was pretty sincere, and this is what I've been talking about for a while. Watch, the North and South are going to reunify. Because, see, the thing with North Korea is a duality. It's not just the U.S. wants a nuclear Korean peninsula because that keeps their military there. The Koreans want to reunify themselves. That means that they are reunified with their brethren, and that kicks out all foreign influence. Because the North Koreans need the Chinese, the South Koreans need the Americans. When they come together, they don't need anyone. Huge thing. I'm definitely going to touch on this. This was going to be the headline, but I wasn't going to be able to do this because of what was going on. Next, from Anti-Media, Rise posted this. Former UN inspector, Syrian chemical attack story raises serious questions. Yeah, didn't happen. Next article from Anti-Media, Rise got that. NATO acts as Trump lapdog. No longer obsolete. NATO acts as Trump's lapdog. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted up from... I think that's Wake Up World. Google true origins closely tied to the CIA. Yes, all of them are. Next article, I posted this one from Press TV. The 2/3 of South Koreans believe North Korea will denuclearize. So check out that article. And next article I got from South China Morning Post, China foreign minister to visit North Korea this week, right after the unification was announced. China's the first one. Next article from Strategic Culture, how false flag operations are carried out today. Great article. Definitely want to see this one. Critical part here. So I got this from South China Morning Post. U.S., Libya is model for North Korea's denuclearization. And this was National Security Advisor John Bolton said, Libya, which has been ravaged by civil war since the disastrous U.S.-led military intervention, is very much in mind. See, that's what they plan on doing. Libya got rid of their nukes, and look what happened to them. So check out that article. So, hey, there was a bunch of other articles, but we got a caller in queue. Let me stop it here real quick. Let me get to my man Roz is in queue. Roz, what's going on? What say you, bro? Go ahead.
Hey, peace and love. How you doing? Excuse me.
Peace, my brother. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Good to hear your voice. Scotty definitely held you down for the time you were out. We weren't able to host the show. We did discuss it and try to facilitate it, but it didn't work out. But Scotty did a magnificent job, so hopefully you'll get to check those programs out, too. You said a couple of things that really you sparked my mind when you were talking about the potential or actual use of a tactical nuke with the Israeli strikes, because I've always looked at that from a very young age when they would talk about like earthquakes, and when bad earthquakes would happen, they would always compare it to either TNT or atomic nuclear explosions. And when you said that, you talked about that the explosion registered like a, was it a 2.5 on the Richter scale or 2.3?
2.3.
Okay. Now, what it is that because of the energy that's exerted from a nuclear explosion, that's why they measure it that the way that they do as far as the scale that they use. And with earthquakes, they exhibit similar energy to a nuclear explosion. So, and I started like actually researching the comparisons between the two and why they do that. And it has to do with the energy that's generated. So what they're saying is when earthquakes happen, those are nuclear explosions without the radiation byproduct. And the other thing that really had me tripping too was as I was researching that they were discussing the fact that when people or countries use nuclear explosions, and especially underground nuclear explosions, that it triggers earthquake seismic activity in places far away from where the explosion took place. So that's also saying that that can be used and directed as a weapon, not just the actual nuclear explosion, but the direction that the energy is being sent from, I guess, whichever direction the missile is coming from. You know, whichever direction is pointing in, that energy when it explodes will go in all directions, but most potently in the direction in which the missile was coming in. So it's just saying that this is a way for them to actually direct even further energy to create problems in other parts of the world, even though they might only be bombing a specific country or location. So I found that quite mind-blowing. So thanks for that. Also, it seems like the new Saudi king is so good as far as being in bed with colonizers, he's absolutely comfortable saying some of the stuff that he's saying. Now, he hasn't experienced yet being on their bad side. So when that happens, and it will, because the United States and all of its allies, any of those European colonizer countries, are completely untrustworthy. So he's fine because their attention is not directed at him as of yet. But when it is, I would like to see what he has to say. And it's interesting that he would turn against his Palestinian brethren, because he's actually more closely related to them as far as them having the same shared history as a mixed buffer class people. And he's still taking the side of the more powerful faction of his mixed race heritage, the European colonizer side. So it also speaks to the mentality that was discussed in Dr. Chancellor Williams' Destruction of Black Civilization. In regards to some of these mixed race groups aligning themselves with the more powerful parent or family member, which would be the white male, in regards to them actually procreating with non-white females to create this group of people. So I found that quite interesting. And also, now that this has popped off with Israel, now I work at a company that is run by Israelis directly from Israel. So I'm really going to start keeping my ears out as far as what discussions are being had in English, because they do have a lot of discussions in Hebrew sometimes when they're on the phone and talking with their family members from over there. But I'm just going to keep an ear open to see what I hear, because they get like immediate communication from Israel as things unfold. So if something major happens, I might hear it on the job before I actually see it on the news. So I'm going to definitely do that. So I'm going to keep my antennas up for this. Thanks again, and I'll mute myself and give someone else a chance to speak and possibly chime in later as the show develops. Great program, Brother Dave, and one love to you and the family.
Much, much love and respect there, Roz. Man, I clicked on something. Roz, and keep us up to date on different things. So I'm just looking at the thread, it just came, you know, the thread just came in, and the thread I'm talking about is BTR Community's Pando Radio Show's thread. Real quick, how do I do this? Hold on. Cancel, please. Let me get out of here. Sorry about that. Okay, so, yeah, Roz, there's a lot that's happening in this whole thing, and I want to definitely get into that in the show. And so there's some other good postings. Hey, let me just say this real quick. For those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show and those of you that are in BTR community, I love and respect everyone. I love and respect all of you. All of you are extremely important to me. And sometimes people, you know, have falling out and they don't get along anymore, and I understand that. But let me just say this. Malicious things, come on, y'all. We don't do malicious things. We don't attack each other on the platform. And I was looking on the thread because there was a post I wanted to actually on Kando Radio Show's thread, I would ask that you respect Black Talk Radio Network, Kando Radio Show, and if you have any gripes with anyone or any beefs with anyone personally, please don't use our platform as an act of furtherance with that. And I love all of you brothers and sisters, but I will not condone passive aggressive attacks towards anyone here. I won't allow myself to do it, and I damn sure not going to allow somebody else to do it to people that we care about. And I care about all of you, every single one of you. Kando Radio Show's platform is not about squabbles among ourselves. This is about collective prudence. That is nothing more than taught genocide that we practice among ourselves. All of you are critical to this platform, critical to your families, critical to our community. And it has to be done that way. And the system has so maligned our relationships so that our relationships, that sometimes we easily can become what we had to endure. So please, the individual beefs, and I'm not speaking to one person, I'm speaking to everyone. Everyone here, I love and respect, absolutely. But when you use our platform, when you use Kando Radio Show through postings to jab at another person, that's not cool. And I don't like it because I can't take this thread down now. And I'm actually thinking about just deleting the whole thread. I got to delete the whole thread. So no disparaging remarks in the threads that are directed towards another individual. It's not what this platform is about. Whatever disagreements we have, they are insignificant. They are first world problems when we're about to be a third and fourth world country. So I'm not going to condone that. And my whole thing is that I hope we don't lose anyone, but I hope that just by that is unnecessary. I wouldn't let anyone do that to you, and don't want anyone doing that to anyone else here. It's not what this is about. A lot of the things that we were taught growing up is ridiculously foul. You know? And I'm going to tell you something about the demonic mentality. It attaches itself to the human spirit. Very rarely will you ever hear me talk about any group, because I know how destructive and where that leads. So personal attacks on individuals is out of bounds, unacceptable. And I don't want to ban anyone, but I will say no, that's not what this is about. And I'm trying to do this in a private way, but when you make it on a public platform that I can't delete unless I delete the whole damn thread, And these threads take a long time to put together, and they're thought out. So no passive-aggressive attacks against anyone here. It's not what this platform is about. Now I can't even read what the rest of the stuff that's in the news, and there was some good stuff there. So come on, y'all. Not this platform. Whatever differences you all have, whatever differences they are insignificant, and actually they are ego-driven. That's out of bounds. So I'm just reading from the chat. What's up, L.A. Ramon? Yes. We're having a family feud? Question mark. Too many important issues for that to be any kind of focus for us. That says it all. So I don't want to go into it. Know what it's about. Not needed. What's up, L.A. Ramon? So, please, not the platform. And whatever beef you have with individuals, squash it. Squash it. Because y'all really don't have a beef. We don't have any real beefs. But making discouraging comments inside of Tando Radio Show's thread as an act of furtherance of that overall disagreement is so, so unnecessary. And it's beneath you. It's completely beneath you. We got another caller in queue. My man, Jenna, then we're going to go to Brother Braggs. Jump back in if you, because I saw you were lit up. Let's go to Jenna real quick. Jenna, what say you? What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, Dave? All the callers and listeners. Got his brother Roz. I got in a little bit late, man. I was doing some stuff with the family, out playing ball and what have you. I was wondering what you thought about, was this a strategic move, an art of war move from the Nigerian president when they asked him at the press conference what he thought about the shithole comments, and he said, I think he said specifically he didn't have, right now would not be, right now is not the time to say nothing about that because of the help that he's trying to get. Do you think that was a art of war type of move? Excuse me.
Yeah. You know what? It was so, because right after Netanyahu had his little briefing, then they went to, on Cerebrally Naive Network, they went to Trump and the celebrity figurehead president of the United States with the celebrity figurehead president of Nigeria. Nigeria is critical because of this. Nigeria has light, sweet crude oil. And the U.S. needs light, sweet crude oil. And just as they asked that question, my radio went out, so I didn't get to hear the answer. I got that then, because I think that was the only question they asked the Nigerian president, and I didn't get to hear the question or that. And I was like, oh man, I know it was something, you know, about the shithole comment, or something like that.
Smooth.
And I missed it, Jerry. So you were the first to tell me, and I was listening to it, but my radio went out. Was in the car, and the radio went out. You know how the radio goes out at unopportune time, so, and I missed it.
So, yeah, it was,
but
smooth.
Since you said that,
he
definitely smooth. And you know, because now, when this, I do think that Nigeria will be an ally of the U.S. once the war starts temporarily. And you remember, I was doing the 96-hour margin call, the World War III version. I was going through the simulation of how the a sit sim hypothetical situation of how the war could develop and how it could spread. I need to finish that one. I will. Nigeria was going to definitely be in that. Without a doubt, they are not going to get caught up in this whole thing because when you have light sweet crude, you sell to the world. And so this is a very fine line that you're going to be walking there. So check that out. I definitely wish I would have saw that.
Let me ask one more question, Dave, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Like you said, when you're dealing with the world, you have this phrase that I had never heard until I met you. Big money has a way of turning enemies friendly, right?
Big business.
Big business. My bad. I said big money. Big business has a way of turning enemies friendly. And this was a perfect example. Do you think that could be done on a smaller level as far as, like, say for instance, we have a relationship and you do a particular type of business, yet I'm on the other side of not the continent, but on the other side of the nation as you.
Mm-hmm.
We have this business. You are the bigger person in this relationship. Would it be profitable for you not to receive no money per se, or no currency per se, but you would make a phone call to somebody that's in the business that you're in over to somebody that's in that same business in my area to give me a job, considering all of the stuff that I'm probably going through at whatever particular time to make my situation better? Wouldn't that be a good idea also?
Oh, without a doubt, I'm going to tell you, relationships is everything. Absolutely everything. And let me tell you, when I say big business has a way of making enemies friendly, that doesn't matter how big the enemies are, big enemies or small enemies or whatever. When you interject business anything, that should be absent of all emotional things. Absent of all emotional things. Case in point, you have an opportunity for, let's take the Bloods and the Crips in LA. When during the LA riots, which is yesterday was the anniversary of the LA riots, 26 year anniversary of the LA riots, or the Saudis in the U.S. Bloods and Crips, the reason why, let's take Republicans and Democrats. See, they appear to be enemies, but they do business together. So that they use that facade of aggression towards each other to affect their bottom line that benefits them mutually. All those Republicans and Democrats, they have a fraternity of them versus you. You just don't. We just don't know it and see it as that. And that is something that can be played out in everything. Absolutely everything. Just because you don't like someone doesn't mean that when it comes down to business that dislike for them should be overshadowed the opportunity of that business that you have. Depending on how big that overall business opportunity is will even cause you to look at how big the dislike for them is.
Dave.
And it should outweigh it. It should outweigh it. Because let's just say this overall Palestinian and Israel thing was sincere and wasn't conjured as manipulation. Well, see, if you go into business with someone and you have a vested interest in someone, you want them to succeed because then you will. So very, very, very important. So definitely think that that's very, very important. That's something that we should be engaging in. And this is one of the things in business that happens all the time that is happens behind closed doors. And because it's behind closed door, very rarely do we have closed door access.
Dave.
We need to create the doors that close that have great access. So, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, greetings to you and greetings to the listeners.
What's up, Scotty?
And the callers. I want to present a different scenario. And I do agree that when it comes to business, emotion shouldn't be involved in it. But I would do you what people, what is universally accepted as morals, quote unquote morals, how you treat another human being, that definitely should enter into it. As you know, that was the foundation of the relationship I built with you when I interviewed with you on the phone about what Tando Radio Show connection to
right.
to precious metals are. And I gave you, you know, and we've talked about this on air in the past. So let's talk about
right.
let's talk about Israel. Israel is big business to its subsidized military. It benefits the American military in what people call the industrial complex, but that makes it seem cloak and dagger when we know the names of these corporations like Lockheed and Martin and all the rest that make weapons for the United States military and sell them abroad. These are private sales. So this is the scam that's being run on the taxpayers in the name of business, that Israel is giving grant money that is earmarked to be spent with American military contractor. That's for your tanks, your weapons, your jets, any weapon, your missile systems, any weapon. They got to use American base. They got to go through the U.S. military industrial complex with those U.S. tax dollars. And so,
right.
and so then some of that trickles down to the workers. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like
yep.
all of,
yep.
even the worker is profiting off of war. The way H-Rap Brown put it, you know, you need war in order to, if you're a steel producer, to sell steels, because you need steel for tanks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So war is
right.
profitable. So then we are at, and I'm talking collectively as those who pay taxes, whether it's being taken from you forcibly without your consent and you don't feel like fighting them in court and all of that, or if you're a willing participant, you don't object to the money being paid to USA Inc. But what that money is being done with, that's funding that genocide that they doing on them Palestinians. And I don't know, it's not really a lot of people talking about how they're shooting down children, man. They just shooting everybody,
yeah,
sniping them from the border, across the border, a border that they created that didn't exist before. You know what I'm saying? And then
that they
just
took,
shoot,
that they
shoot.
Totally took. Yeah, a moral thing is totally different. A moral is you can't overlook your morality of things.
Right.
That's totally different.
And
completely,
I'll close it out
totally
with
different.
This, Dave. I close it out with this. You know, when me and Max hit the road, we were trying, you know, we were boycotting, making sure we weren't knowingly giving our financial energy to eateries, restaurants that use any kind of prison slave labor. And the Waffle House was one of the few that we couldn't find no connections, and that's the one we ate at. But, you know the whole what's went down with the Waffle House now. So
mm-hmm.
I tell you, you know, it's a burden trying to make sure that financial energy being taken
right.
from you, being taken from you and used for evil purposes, or you willingly giving it. I think we all have some responsibility in that, man. And it's just a shame that none of the Nobel Peace Prize winners, like Barack Obama, who actually, I don't want to, just check out BTR News podcast, because I do cover this in the last half of that podcast. But thanks for allowing me to share, Dave.
Yeah, want Trump to get the Nobel Peace Prize, and I was like, what'd Obama get it for? For getting elected? It was crazy. And this dude did Libya, did so many things.
And
yeah,
you got
moral convictions.
What's the new Secretary of State's name, Dave? I'm sure you know. I couldn't pronounce his name earlier.
Which one? Say it again.
The new Secretary of State, former CIA.
Mike Pompeo.
Yeah, and so he from the State Department just said it's fine how they shooting down these people walking in Martin Luther King Jr.'s footsteps. You know what I'm saying? We fine with them shooting down unarmed protesters doing a political march called Right of Return. Just shooting them down, man. Everybody, all that footage out there. So let's not pretend like it's not. But thanks again, Dave.
No problem, Scotty, as always, bro, always. Yeah, you know, I've always said, what is a sellout? Someone that will compromise their morality for someone else's agenda. That's my opinion of what a sellout. You compromise your morality for somebody else's agenda. That's totally different. Totally, totally different, completely, and it's so true. And all of these things you have to look at, because there's a lot of big business that's exploiting people on all sides, the Palestinian side, you know, all forms. See, you never hear about the people that object to the Zionist way of Israel, from the people in Israel that live there that do not agree with that, that don't want to have any part of that. You never hear about those individuals. You never really hear about the moral conscience of people, because the moral conscience of people is a truth seeker. And so you don't hear about that. So it definitely is not one-stop shop fits all. And not only that, really, you don't know the dynamics of how deep these things are and how one thing appears one way and then they come off a totally different way. So very, very well said. So yeah, I definitely think that big business among enemies is critical. It's critical. And it should always be looked upon from a moral side of it.
One last question, Dave. One last question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Because I know you probably have read up on this history, but would you consider, since the corporation called Israel, for a lack of a better word, that was created, I think, in 1948 or 1950, do you think that history, going back to that history, that Israel has shown itself to be a friend? And I'll just bring to people remembrance USS Liberty. Even if you is red, white, and blue, USA Inc., has Israel been a friend to your corporation? Dave, will say you.
No way in the world. That whole state is fraudulent. That whole corporate setup is fraudulent, and that corporate setup goes back to the very institutions that they said that they were so-called running from. How are you going to take somebody's neighborhood and give it to somebody else? How are you going to take somebody's where they've been for thousands of years and uproot them and just supplant somebody else there? Talking about there goes the neighborhood. And I'm going to tell you, that overall paranoid corporation, that paranoid war corporation, has been the cause for so much. And I'm not talking about any individual. Just because a person says that they're this or that, do I classify them as being in that overall development line? This is why you'll never hear me say, talking about the United States, you'll never hear me say we. I don't talk to myself aligning with them, because I'm not a part of the corporation of the United States. And lo and behold, you ain't either. You may think you are, but you not. May be an employee or a subjugated by that overall corporation. That's more like it, but you're not a part of it. At all. Absolutely at all. So no, that whole corporation has been a part of the global governance fraternal order to bring strife in the world. And it's all part of a plan. And that hasn't been good for the people that live there, or anyone around there, or anyone that lives anywhere. It is always, they created that beef to be so strong that they could depopulate the world at a beckoning moment, because it's too many people in the world now. Now we need to lessen it, lessen the overall eye of scrutiny.
Hey, Dave, I know you don't watch movies, bro.
We always got ready to go, the blow for us. Go ahead, Scotty.
I know you don't watch movies, and there are many ways to watch movies, so I'll leave it at that. But what you just said, being able to depopulate in the blink of an eye, as the saying goes, or the, I forget the exact words you use, or the snap of a finger. That's the whole that's the whole premise of the Avengers Infinity War, man, that movie's deep. It's deep on some levels, man. You know, on many levels.
You and Jerry, I mean, Jambone told me about that too. He said the same thing, Scotty.
It's deep.
So I guess I need to sit down and check out some of these things. You and Jambone told me about that. So I'm going to check that one out. So, all right, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802. No, that's not the number. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show, and it has a lot to do with what's going on in the Middle East and how that can adversely affect you. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. In today's show, we're going to look at how this war has really reached another pinnacle and is moving in a very, very adverse direction. And last night, there was Scotty, you there? And the only way I can really convey it to you all is for if Scotty is there. I don't know if he's going to be able to see it. Scotty, if you're there,
yes, Dave.
Chime in real quick.
What's going on?
Okay, Scotty, if you would, check out that video. Don't play it, because it really has a more of a visual effect. Did you see that video from last night when Israel had attacked Syrian 47 Brigade compound?
No, I did not see it, man. On the weekends, I try to chill out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
that's a smart thing. I try to do that too. But check out the first video, the first posting inside of Tando Radio Show, the YouTube one that's there. And it says, from the Syrian war. Check out that, Scotty.
Okay.
And really, really look at the magnified area that they have there. You're going to be able to see the mushroom cloud, and I believe that was a tactical nuke. So Scotty does that, and then he can tell you what he thought about it as well. Significance. This is huge. This is how, and this is why, if you notice, gas is going up, and
hey, Dave,
this is, the war has definitely started. It's not going anywhere. They're telling you it's going to start. Mattis, the celebrity figurehead Secretary of Defense, said that it's just a matter of time now before Israel and Iran go to war very soon. What do you think very soon means? Means that they're going to ex-nay the agreement, and there's going to be confrontation between the two. I definitely see that Israel will attack Syria bases, multiple bases, ones with Russians at them as well, and they will attack Tehran as well, and the U.S. will back them. And then they're going to get their hat handed to them in that overall engagement because of the Russians. And that's going to bring the Chinese in. And that's there you go with World War III turning into Global Nuclear War I. And Global Nuclear War I, because now you're seeing tactical nukes being used in this confrontation. So we are really talking about GNW1 even before WW3 has been announced. So how is that going to affect you? Well, I can definitely see at a moment's notice everything changes here. The price of gas, if you look at it, has been going up. The price of gas all of a sudden jumps up $4 a gallon. From where it is right now, jumps up $4 a gallon. That'll get everybody's attention, but guess what? It'll be too darn late. It'll be too late. You definitely want to have some measure of gas, emergency gas. And when I say emergency gas, unless you have access to a secure tank that's going to cost you thousands of dollars to fill up with gas, you need emergency gas so that you can, while everybody else is out of gas, you need to be able to pick up your children and everything else. You're only going to be able to use it for one tank full of gas for your vehicle, whatever your vehicle is for. After that, the reserves of your gas may be gone, or a 5 gallon, five gallons. That should be your emergency 5 gallons, so that when this thing jumps off and you know that this war is hot and heavy, gas is shut off because there's no gas delivery that's happening, because when this country goes to war, they're going to use the strategic reserve petroleum, and they're going to use the overall refineries, and then not only that, refineries will be hit with cyber attacks and they won't be delivering gas.
Hey,
you
Dave,
got problems.
Real important.
We got problems.
Real important tip.
Thanks,
for
Scotty.
Real important tip for anyone storing gas. They sell like these little 6 ounce bottles, might be less than that, and but they sell like, it's called like a gas additive, because gas stored over time turns to water. Some of it turned into water, and you don't want to put that in your engine, all right? Because it can, you know, lead to your engine locking up. So, but they make this stuff that you just pour it in. Especially if you're gonna be storing it, like I store it in the generator in its holding tank. Well, I'm not using that generator all the time and burning up the gas. So the gas I do have in there, I had to put that stabilizer in there. And the same would go if you're keeping it in any, you know, 5 gallon jugs, whatever you storing it in.
Yeah.
You if it's for long term, you gotta put that stabilizer in there.
I'm glad you said that. Right. For those of you that have transfer tanks and things of that nature, you definitely want to put the stabilizer in there for your gas. And it tells you how many gallons is. You can get that from different places relatively cheaply, places that sell gas additives and the stabilizer. Yes, you definitely want to do that story. And also, what you could also do is every so often you can put you know, use regular 87 grade gas, and then every so often put 93, like maybe some 93 in there, and then that will help it too. But you definitely want to use what Scotty's talking about. It's kind of blue, comes in a bottle with a yellow top, and is a gas stabilizer. You can get it at Walmart. I don't like to, you know, promote different, but you're going to need this stuff. So you definitely want that for your stored gas. And you definitely want to store gas safely. Those fumes, boy, they can ignite. So make sure you're storing gas safely. Don't store it in the sun and in a lot of different things. And watch your overall storage, because those gases will start to expand and have your daggone gas canister blow up. Especially in the summer times with those high heats. All right, so don't do that. That's a bomb waiting to go off. Okay, so make sure that you're very, very. If you're gonna have gas, you got to store it safely. So, Scotty, did you see that that 1 minute video?
No, Dave, I really didn't. Is it in your thread? What did you say about the third one down? I'm not sure.
It's the first one.
Okay, the first one. All right, I'm muted.
It's the first one. I just want
okay,
you to check it out.
Okay, I just saw it. I'm looking at it now.
Look at the magnified area, Scotty.
I'm wondering if any phosphorus was used with what looked like flares coming from it. Like it might have had a magnesium.
Well, they said that they hit some missile magazines. They hit missile magazines. And let me say to you, this also confirms that Syria had handed it to the U.S., France, and Britain on April the 13th, Friday the 13th of April, when they attacked Syria. And guess what Israel said? Oh, man, we can't have them being able to shoot down stuff, so we got a target where they got these daggone missiles stored. And they got through. And
that's an act of
war,
man.
In a big way.
Now, what if Russia, which is an ally in this conflict, which really has the agitator has been Saudi Arabia trying to get that pipeline, and the U.S. just going along with them because they got deals, you know, the backroom deals and the business deals, like you talked about, you know, with Saudi Arabia. But these are blatant acts of war. Israel would not, and the UN Security Council this is the type of stuff you call emergency meetings, because you got some of the players at the table there, man. So I'm like you, Dave. All out war could just, because Israel's going to agitate it. They got their people in the Trump administration. When John Bolton got in there, I was like, oh man, it's pretty much
it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, man, it didn't take long for him to get in there.
Absolutely right.
And now you got Pompeo in there,
right.
And he's endorsing this kind of blatant, you know, aggression. All right, Dave.
Yep. And you're right, Scotty. This is you know, they're always trying to call UN Security Councils against Syria for chemical weapons and all this other stuff. Israel blatantly did this. And there's not one, no call at all. And you know, there today, celebrity figurehead Netanyahu went on and said that Iran has been lying and everything else. So I'm listening to this and I say, so what? So what? So what if they're developing nukes? So what if they have nukes? You're the only one of the few countries that have used nukes. Here's an example of it right here. Here's an example of it. If you don't want a nuclear Iran, then give up your nukes. You know that Israel is the only country that didn't sign the nuclear proliferation deal? The only ones that didn't sign it. And I'm going to tell you, this paranoid corporation of Israel is going to get a lot of people, and I'm talking about in the millions, hundreds of millions killed. And this thing is going to jump off. And like I was saying, this is going to jump off, and it's going to jump off really, really quickly. And I'm going to tell you when I think it's going to jump off. Right away, Russia now is going to send the S-300. Don't even be surprised if they change their mind and send the S-400 to Syria. And then Israel will target that, attack that, and there you go. Or Iran is going to respond, and then Israel will respond by hitting Tehran, Damascus, bases all through. And I'm going to tell you, Israel will use nukes. But then I'll take a lot of their systems is going to get shut down. They can't do it. So this thing is really, really perpetuating. And so I'm listening to this whole thing, and I'm like, so where's the call for Israel to denuclearize? Where's the call for? My thing is that they should have nukes, because as John Bolton said, we want Libya to be the model of North Korea. What does that mean? Where they give up their nuclear program and then the U.S. still invade them. and have regime change and destabilize them. They're telling you everything. But this thing, what I really care about is how it's going to actively affect you, because you're really the targets here. And this thing is going to come quickly and silently, and it's going to be here for a while. It's going to affect many. Absolute many. I'm not, you know, it could be, actually be jumping off right now because of the time zone difference and everything else. It's in the middle of the evening there. It's late in the evening there. It's you know, around striking time. This thing is going to spread and cross-pollinate to everywhere, because the moment that Israel gets smacked back, Israel is going to overreact. And it's going to overreact in a very schizophrenic way. And it's going to start the perpetual moments, and things are going to shut down quickly. One thing, a big clue, is that when they started pulling, when the Israeli stock market started to drop, that tells you that the people, insiders, know what's up. They're moving their investments. We think they're moving it into the U.S.? No, not at all. No, they're not moving it into any markets, because all markets are going to be subject to hacking, and they're going to be shut down. Like I was saying, the refineries here in the States will be actually hacked and compromised, even if they're not done by the so-called enemies of the U.S., it will be done by the U.S. themselves, and they'll blame it on. These are all false flags. And they're going to make the pain for the everyday person here so engaged that they'll pick up a uniform from their local uncle named Sam and be ready to take orders. They'll be ready to take death orders and give death orders. So, very, very significant and very serious. So they laid it out how they want to do it. Well, they laid it out that the intentions here is that they want to engage Iran. Because engaging Iran, you control Iran, you control all of the oil, natural gas that comes out of that area. All of the money that comes out of there. And I'm not talking about cash. I'm talking about real money. U.S. Defense Secretary expects war between Israel and, I mean, say Iran and Israel soon. Israel, Iran has more than 80,000 fighters in Syria. So hopefully, this doesn't spark, but it's hopefully we'll be given more time and have more time to prepare individually. And this is something that you should be doing. Check this out. Celebrity figurehead Mattis expects war between Iran and Israel soon. What more do you need? Starting in Syria, meaning it's not going to end in Syria. It's going to go to Iran. It's going to go to Israel. It's going to go to Europe. It's going to go to the U.S. It's going to go to the Balkans. It's going to go to Eastern Europe. It's going to go to the Korean Peninsula. Korea is a big play here. What's happening in Syria is a big play in Korea. A military confrontation between Israel and Iran in Syria is becoming increasingly likely. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis warned on Thursday as his Israeli counterpart was visiting Washington to discuss the threat. What was they saying? We're going to pull a trigger. Secretary Mattis delivered his warning at yet another military conflict in the Middle East at a hearing in Congress. Asked if Israel and Iran were engaged or edging towards military confrontation, he says, I can see how it might start, but I am not sure when or where. I think that it is very likely in Syria because Iran continues to do proxy work there through Hezbollah. Well, one, Syria invited the U.S. invaded, and Israel is actively violating and attacking against so-called international law of hostilities, Syria. Well, say this, Syria and other places, this is all the setup. Israel is the agitator for the overall global governance fraternity to depopulate the planet. And they're moving in that direction. Israel, he said, will not wait to see those missiles in the air. And we hope Iran would pull back. Israeli Defense Minister Lieberman, who met U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton and Secretary Mattis on Thursday, also warned of a conflict with Iran. Bolton and Lieberman together. You know what they said? We're going to start this off. We got everybody where we want. Now we can pull a plug at anywhere else. I wouldn't be surprised if Israel has their own false flag attack on themselves and say Iran did it. There it goes. Kaboom. And this is all the staging for that type of thing. This is all the staging for that type of event. Any site in which we see Israeli attempting to achieve military foothold in Syria will be struck. We won't let that happen, regardless of the price, he told the Arabic news website. Israelis said to carry out airstrikes against Israel as Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria in February as one of its F-16 fighters was down near the Syrian border. Israel at the UN... Iran has more, Israel said at the UN, Iran has more than 80,000 fighters in Syria. Israeli ambassador to the UN on Thursday presented an aerial photograph of an alleged Iranian base outside of Damascus that he said Tehran was using to bring in, train tens of thousands of fighters for the militants back in Syria. There are over 80,000 extremists, 80,000 extremists, from all over the Middle East who are members of the Shiite militia in Syria and under Iran's control. The satellite image shows what appeared to be a military installation on the mountains of the northwest of Syria's capital. The base serves as an Iranian central induction and recruitment center in Syria. The ambassador did not provide evidence to support the claim. Of course not. It is all, and this is the same thing that they do. It is at this base for just over 5 miles from Damascus where dangerous extremists are trained and then assigned to their missions of terror throughout Syria and the region, he said. Israel had never before claimed this site was an Israeli base. Why? Because they plan on blasting Damascus. In his speech to the Security Council, Danin also discussed the May 12th deadline by which U.S. President, celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump must decide if the U.S. will remain part of the Iranian nuclear deal known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Trump has demanded that the significant changes be made to the agreement if the U.S. is to continue to abide by it. Iran has opposed any changes and indicated it would not be bound by the accord if the U.S. is not. Let me tell y'all, Iran already has nukes. Saudi Arabia already has nukes, and they're going to be flying against each other. The whole setup is already there, and my whole thing is that I want you as prepared as possible, and it is my estimation that that this is only going to continue to grow. And this has everything to do, and I don't want to get too much into North Korea, but this has everything to do with North Korea. This is the whole destabilization plan right here. It's really a four-pronged attack from the east, north, south, and West. And the key to World War III going into global nuclear war one is very easy. You have to bring pain to the people of the U.S. The people that happen to live within the confined borders known and the mapping borders of the United States. That means you. And the pain that they plan on bringing to you is going to be surprise, where you can't prepare and your quality of life and standard of living is so compromised that you'll be willing to take the oath, the ritual oath of demise, to fight the battles for the corporation. And not even knowing that that battle that you're fighting is self-mutilation. Self-mutilation. So this whole thing, because Iran will retaliate, and there will be a significant retaliation, or Iran won't retaliate, and Israel will retaliate against Israel and say that Iran did it. Now they have all of the makings to say, yep, it was Iran, because they knew that we were coming for them, so they did a preemptive attack. Now it's time for us to go to war, and it's going to happen, and then boom, all of a sudden, you're going to be watching your favorite show, and boop. It'll pop up on your TV. Then it'll be talking about it. You'll be all listening to it, looking at it, watching the TV, and boop, precious time will be wasted, and boom. The overall grid will get hit. And the grid that I think that's going to get hit first is the financial grid. The gas, the just-in-time delivery system, they're going to say it was compromised. And they're going to say that it is the poor man's nuclear bomb. And they're going to say that Iran and Syria and North Korea doesn't have nukes, or they do have nukes, but they can't use them yet because they're not as developed. But what they did was the next best thing. They had a cyber attack. And this is why your babies can't eat today. This is why you stuck at work and you can't get home because you didn't have enough gas. You were riding on a quarter of a tank, and you need a whole half a tank to get home. This is why the 3 days worth of food that most people have in their overall homes and in their refrigerators, and they're going to happen to hit it when it was most people have it only one day, and they need to go shopping the next day, meaning it's going to be before the 1st and the 15th. In between that time frame, they hit everybody at that vulnerable spot, and they won't have. Then they're going to hit people where they really hurt. Everybody's in love. Cream. Cash rules everything around me, and they're going to make that cream worthless, or you can't get to it. And that's going to make everybody mad. Look at the shock and horror that they put in the whole country with 9/11. Wait until they expand that to where they hit you with it and the horror that you have. And then they're going to have all of this propaganda, this nationalist move that's going to be going on, this national idolatry that's going to be going on, and they're going to be saying that they're going to send your boys to fight for you, your boys and your girls to fight for you, and they're going to try to make you all proud and everything. They're going to come to your aid and everything else, and then that aid is going to get blasted, and that's when it's really going to hurt. Katrina, 9/11, all those major events, they were data mining to see what the psychological effect of the people would be. It's been a couple of years, it's been over 10 years since 9/11. They like to wait and to re-season and butter and tenderize everybody to be hurt again. But this time is going to be on a much broad scale. It's going to be the broad scale of war, international war. And it's going to be ugly. That's why you need to definitely prepare. Not getting away from this, y'all. because we of those of us that have the overall means. Oh yeah, Scotty says, should South Africa restart their nuclear program? Oh, they already have. Already have. And South Africa is a part of the BRIC nations. So, yeah, definitely. So, definitely want you all prepared. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this, after these quick commercial breaks.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Now, this whole stage has been set, and what I just, you know, getting prepared, there's a lot to it, and it is really depending upon you, the individual, and there's a lot that happened in North Korea and South Korea, and I have a show about just that, some very significant things, and what, in my opinion, what that really meant. I don't think is what people really think is much greater than much more than that, and it's going to be used as a great platform. But what's happening in Syria between Saudi Arabia, Israel, the U.S., Syria, Russia, Iran, Iraq, and that whole area is going to be the ignition. But I think that is going to be an ignition that may start. It's what ignites everything is going probably somewhere else. It actually could be out of the South Pacific or in the Ukraine, and then that will cross pollinate into or make that situation go live. You know, everything, all of the armaments are in position. The naval or armada are there. Everyone is in position. They're ready to go. The show has already started. They're just waiting on the next act. And I definitely think an act will be where another false flag, but just in the opposite this time. They're going to do a false flag inside of a country that won't that they can't control people coming in to investigate if it really happened. Like was done here in the States. I definitely see Israel as being the target of a false flag. The people that happen to live within those mapping borders. And then that's going to spark where everybody in the world gives them a free pass for everything. These little psychopaths. That's going to give them, the Zionist psychopaths, the opportunity. And I'm not talking about people that practice the Judeo faith. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the agenda within the Zionist agenda that follows the overall path of the Nazi agenda, the cult following. And man, that's going to start off and it's going to be interesting to a lot of people until it smacks them in the gut here. And then you can prepare for it, but I, believe me, nobody here is ready for it. I'm not ready for this. Can prepare, but we ain't ready for it. So that's why you must, in my opinion, must do as much as you possibly can. Don't sleep on this. Make sure that you can do as much as you possibly can. Don't let it control your life. But without a doubt, don't turn blind eye to it. Say, oh, everything is going to be. No, it's not. It's going to catch you completely off guard. And you won't be able to go back to April the 30th of 2018 to change your mind and say, okay, I should be prepared. We've lost, for those of you that have been listening and haven't prepared, you've actually given away valuable time to do something. For those of you that have been preparing, you've seized the opportunity. Doing well. Doing well. And one of the ways that you can cripple people, the people here in the States, let that gas price go over $100 a barrel, $150 a barrel, $200 a barrel, $300 a barrel, $400 a barrel. Once you get to $150 a barrel, everybody here is done. Once gas gets to national average, $4.25 a gallon, done. And it's going to blow past that. It's going to blow past that to where they won't even put up signs of how much gas is. You won't know until you get to the register so that it can be continuously updated. You'll be pumping gas, and you'll say, dang, it was $5 a gallon. 4 seconds later, somebody else starts to try to put gas in their car, and they're going to say, damn, it's $7. And you're going to say, it went up that much? It was just $5 for me. That's how it's going to go. No gas stations will display the price of gas. They'll just say that we have gas. We have gas, but no price. Just think of how that is going to crush. And I love when people say, oh, they won't do that. Right. Ass hat. They won't. It's just $4.25 destroys the economy for the average everyday people. $5 destroys everybody. Can't adjust for it. This whole system of the economy is built on people driving long hours to work, driving a lot of hours on the road, and needing the overall fruits of freedom. We got cheap gas. Cheap gas means that there's a setup for the perfect play later on. And cheap gas doesn't mean that you don't, not only don't you make it to work and do the other things that you need to do, cheap gas means that your food delivery don't happen. Expensive gas means that not having cheap gas anymore means that your overall food is, the shelves are not restocked. And I'm not just talking about food, I'm talking about every darn thing. Every darn thing. How about this, y'all? Expensive gas also means that, you ready? God forbid you have an emergency and you call the paramedics and they don't come. You know why they don't come? Because they're screening the overall response calls as to who they're going to take because they don't have the gas to get there. This is where the overall standard of living as being the so-called American becomes the plague of your life. because the system has set it up for it to be a big fall. And then guess what? Other places in the world will be getting gas. You won't even hear about it. When this attack happened last night, Press TV's IR site went down. The controlling of information and propaganda is going to be great. Couldn't see what was going on. You couldn't see what was up with Press TV. They went down. Same thing is going to happen with you. Just got your direct deposit. Your bank site's going to be down, and you're not going to be able to have no access to anything. The site is going to be down, and here's why the site is going to be down. Because the banking institution is going to shut their site down. So I think we got a caller in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. Let me see. I can't see who it is. I think it's Jenna again. What say you, bro?
Yeah. Brother Dave, yeah, man. When you were speaking about that, I think we probably need to go back over that. You've done the show, and a lot of us contributed to it, but we spoke about CPR, flesh wound treatments, why you need cheap alcohol, all of these type of things. I think Brother Dave has brought up diamond matches, all of these type of things. Me, personally, I have matches, and there's a lot of people inside of my house who are medically aware, you know, can do CPR, can sew up wounds, so on and so forth. But I know a lot of us don't have access to that. So your local colleges, just to throw this out there, your local colleges have books and what have you that can teach you how to do that stuff if you can't afford the class. So you can go get those books, and even though you don't know this stuff personally, you could just follow the instructions, because they have diagrams of what you need to do, how to make surgical stitch, different things of that nature. And when they be washing these wounds with this watered down salt that they call it escapes my brain right now, but alcohol, cheap alcohol, you can use that as a way to wash the wounds, and also get yourself well equipped with the silver generator so that you can also spray that on there and give these people that you may be treating this silver to counteract some of the bacteria and stuff that they will be developing once they have these scars and these wounds. So your local school, it might cost you $100 for a book, but that book might save 100, 200, 300 people. So I just want to throw that out there real quick. I think we might need to have my apologies. I think you might need to do another
show. Right. You too?
Yes. So I know you're getting close to the end. I'm gonna mute myself. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, yeah. Well said, Jenna. Greatly appreciate. Yeah, your local take an EMT course, not for the grade, but just for the knowledge, because very few people, a good EMT. Oh my goodness. Those of you that live in major cities, go volunteer at your local fire department with the EMTs to help them just in their everyday. You'll learn so much. Volunteer at your local fire department with the paramedics. Help them get their gear together, restock their vehicles, learn different things. They'll teach you everything, and they'll appreciate the overall assistance.
Hey, Brother Dave.
Yeah.
Brother Dave, that was a great point that you just made, and I apologize for jumping back in here real quick. When you say help them get their gear together, I think you need to explain that a little bit more, because what I hear when you say help them get their gear together, that's a means for you to know what you need to have in your own emergency kit. You have to say these things, because I'm not saying that nobody's slow or nothing like that, but you have to be specific with these things, because they'll just go through the motions thinking that whatever happened is what they would do, not knowing that they need to have gauze, scabs. I mean, not scabs, but scalpels. Scalpels, yeah, all of these type of things. You know, and you could get these same things in a coloring kit. You know, I draw. They have sterile scalpels in a drawing kit for when you using chalk and what have you. You know, just don't put it on the chalk, but it's a sterile piece of surgical equipment that comes with that. Small things like this, when you know about what you need, you could find it in places that you would never look. So, and that's why I say when you say that, for those of us who pick up on things a little bit slower, these are things that they could find out about without having to be into the minutia of the chaos that is going to ensue here soon. Once again, thank you for your time, brother, and I put myself on mute for good.
For sure, Jack. Yeah, you want to be around them because you're going to learn. Let me tell you, especially for those of you that live in big cities, and the only reason in big cities such as Los Angeles, I've seen paramedics in Los Angeles, an individual that was physically gone. They revive them, stabilize them, and be able to get that person where they are in a better condition and they're likely going to make it. And then as soon as they hand them over to the doctor at the emergency doctor, the on duty doctor at the trauma center or the emergency room, as soon as they handed it to that unexperienced person gone. And the EMT will tell you right away, oh, they're going to lose him because they just messed up right there. But they can't say anything because they're EMTs and not doctors. But these EMTs, especially in your major cities, because they seen pretty much everything. And they have to deal with everything quickly. So the experience that they gain, and believe me, they made mistakes that cost people lives for them to be as proficient as they are. It's a process of learning. Volunteer with those individuals. Not only will you know what to have, but guess what? They're going to have spare other stuff that they got to get rid of because it's outdated, and guess who'll have it? Boom. It's still just as good. They'll give it to you. They'll give it to you. All you have to have is the will, and your will find a way. Don't make an excuse and say, but I. You just quit. Whenever you say, but I, and you don't let your will speak for you, your will always finds a way. But I, cowers. But I got this problem, but I don't have, but I don't, but I don't, but I don't. But I don't achieve a darn thing. And they continue that same phrase of, but I don't. So, find out is very, very important. L.A. Ramon, go ahead, chime in real quick. L.A. Ramon, definitely chime in. So, especially the major cities, you want to do that. You want to do that. But now, in the interim, this thing is evolving in a very methodical way, and it's setting everything up to where it's just going to grow every day, and they may not kick it off. They're going to continue to have the prices of things rise, so that when they do the big one, you're already tapped out. Okay. Say you have $100, and with the gas, they've already used $80 of it, so what are you going to be able to prepare with, $20 now? Always got to get your preparations when no one else is looking, meaning when everything is below market value. Go ahead, L.A. Ramon, chime in.
Dave, I got the perfect being unprepared story, man. This morning, I'm headed to one of my contracts, and I forgot a part to one of my machines, so I had to turn back around. And I'm the type that'll kind of leave my doors open a little bit while I'm running back in the house. This is 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, mind you. I come back out, I noticed some guy then walk out of my driveway. I didn't see him directly, but I could tell by the way he was fidgeting that he had came out of my driveway. So I asked him, man, you in my, you know, basically I asked him, you in my driveway? No, I'm walking home. What you talking about? So I said, nah, bro, you just came out my driveway. So I started, you know, kind of woofing at him, like, where you stay at? Because I know you ain't around my neighborhood. He keep on walking and stuff. Unbeknownst to me, this guy friend is in my truck. They breaking in my car, in my truck.
Oh.
I walk to the truck, open the door. I swear to God, you know how you get startled. My bass, the bass of my voice, I sounded like Barry White. You hear how I sound right now.
Oh, man.
I'm like, man, what the F you doing in my car? I turn around to grab. My house has this two-level retaining wall made up of river rock. I turn around to grab one of the river rocks off and smash his damn head. This dude leaps from the back seat through the front and takes off. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I had to go in the, I came in the house, grabbed my rifle, and I'm running down the road chasing this trying to wow. get a hold of this character. I'm like, what is going on here, man? I thought I'd share that story with y'all because you did. I think this show needed a little lighter for that moment. I mean, but it showed me I was unprepared. That's why I'm saying that.
Right.
You know, normally right. I don't go out the house with my little flashlight that I can tase you up, hit you up, whatever I got to do. You know what I'm saying? But that morning, I got caught slipping this morning. I'll just put it that way. But that's my scenario that happened this morning today. But I did want to point or bring up a couple of things and see what you thought about it. When you start talking about that food, man, have you been noticing that Walmart cannot or do not keep stock shelves anymore?
Yep. Man, L.A. Ramon, I'm telling you, I noticed it the beginning of this year, majorly.
You
I
did.
Actually,
yes, I did.
When I went back to Jersey for my brother's service, I noticed it majorly then. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, Ramon. Yes.
And they have no real response worth listening to, I'll put it that way, when I started asking them. Because, I mean, you can go any time of the week after the first of the month. You know, before when everybody got their benefits, you can go for the next 25 days anytime, and you'll find that they cannot keep them. They don't. I'll put it that way.
They don't. Exactly.
Yes, they don't stock anymore. And another thing I wanted you to peep out, I wanted to send this article to you, Dave. Donald Trump last week put, here's what it is. The so-called Native Americans of today, who I learned and identified are the Korak Chukchi Siberian from Siberia. They're not the real.
Mm-hmm.
It's records on it. But here's what I'm saying. Donald Trump said to them, because they came at his administration talking about, well, we should be exempt from, you know, we're natives. We're supposed to be exempt from Obamacare fines and stuff for the keeping medical care. Donald Trump literally said, and I ain't never heard this from a president ever, he told them, I challenge your validity as Native Americans in the first place, and you ain't getting no exemption. I swear to God, Dave, I couldn't have made it up, man. I was like, whoa. If nothing else, I was like, black folk need to hear this one and get in gear. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
If anybody wants that article, I'm going to post it because I wanted to read it several times before I posted it. But Donald Trump literally told the so-called nations or whatever they calling themselves, he told them, I challenge your validity. I strongly question that you're not who you say you are. And this is an article. But before I get off this phone, I wanted to ask you, I'm going to leave that question or that part last. But I did want to say this, Dave. I came in the show late, bro, so obviously you was heated about something, and I understand what you're probably talking about. So I'll put my words into it this best way I can. I'm a peacekeeper first, and I'll just tell anybody that. If you get me off my
right.
block, then you done done something really to get me heated. But I'll say this. I want this family and any other family to consider this. None of us have the end-all, be-all information. So for people to be fighting about whose information is that over another, it's disrespectful in itself. because I know that's what's been running through this community. If you whether you said it or not, I'm gonna say it. There's been some tug of wars about information. I don't care what nobody say. You can't tell me your information is the end all be all. You can believe in it, and that's your belief, but it don't make it nobody else's truth. Kind of like when you say your rights stop where mine begin. It's the same thing.
Right.
And after I say that, I want to say this. Other forms of radio communication, we should, and I think I've mentioned this before, ham radio is something that if we ain't got them, hey, man, you can buy a pair of ham radios for $60. You know what I'm saying? And my question to you, where's copyright and all this? Because that's the thing I ain't hearing the most.
Yep. Dr. Copper, known as Dr. Copper. Dr. Copper is a very important, definitely for a scenario where we're going. Copper is, you know, antimicrobial, antibacterial. The only downfall with copper is that it doesn't perform well when it gets wet. But in dry environment and everything else, copper has some of the same properties as silver. That's why you don't hear about copper. Copper is going to be very, very important. And you can get copper very, 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 very cheaply. It has medicinal uses for you. So copper is very, very, very important in the whole thing. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And man, it was so many things. Hold on, Ramon, because Brother Rio wanted to address something real quickly. Rio, go ahead.
Oh, my brother.
Greetings. How y'all doing, brothers?
What up, Brother Rio?
I just wanted the family to know that that very topic that L.A. Ramon just brought up about Trump challenging the legitimacy of so-called Native Americans, we're going to touch on that on Melanated Roots, which is going to be coming on from 8 to 10. But Brother Ramon, I do not have that article. If you could put that up in the chat, I'll include that in the show, and I'll be most appreciative for that. All the other information, Dave, you know, I've seen the things with Walmart and the shelves not being stocked, and, you know, your assessments are always on point, brother. I appreciate the information, and, you know, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready.
Rio, man, you know, and my Rio and L.A. Ramon, these are some of the few brothers that I actually had some time to kick it with and met. So these are my peeps here. So Rio. So Melanated Roots coming on right after Tando Radio Show. I don't want to break into them. Everybody be there for Melanated Roots. Always a great show. And yeah, they're not only in Walmart, they're in all of the stores, all of the supermarkets, from your Kroger's to everything else. Go and look and see. It's not there, and it's been happening for a while now. So listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Braggs, you be so kind to chime us out of here. Peace, peace. And listen, before, one more thing. Hey, be mindful of what's going on in the world so that it won't catch you off guard. And Ramon, we got to talk about getting caught off guard, because we all have been, and that's what's going to catch a lot of people. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Braggs.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.